New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. My co-host, Andrea Donsky, is away today. Before I bring in our fantastic guest, I want to thank our sponsor this month, Lily of the Desert. Now, Lily of the Desert, they make the original super juice, the aloe vera plant, and its health benefits have been known for over 5,000 years with a variety of products you can drink aloe to aid digestion. I remember my mother drinking it like 20 some years ago and thinking that is so interesting. I just remember using it topically. So it's pretty cool. Nutrient absorption, immune health, and detoxification, or use it topically to soothe your skin. Visit lilyofthedesert.com to learn more. So today we have a wonderful man who comes from a fantastic family who actually did something to help their loved ones. So when I was growing up, my father had environmental sensitivities and he was sensitive to perfumes and he would get headaches and nail polish. Luckily, my mother was not into makeup, perfume, anything that had that odor, but other places you would bump into this. So our guest today, Bernie Ross, is going to be talking about his wonderful company, Nature Clean. He's also going to be talking about the story of how his father got into this natural world because of his mother's sensitivities. Okay, I don't want to give it all away. Bernie, welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bernie. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Happy to be here. Happy to be chatting.
Oh, well, you know, it's interesting because I had a health food nut grandmother, and I call her the original health food nut. And yet nothing ever came up around this issue of what we're cleaning with and these toxins and these chemicals. And so I thought it was pretty cool that this is something that your mother suffered with. That's not the cool part, but that your dad was like, okay, I need to do something about this. So take us back. Tell us about your mom, your dad, what he did, and how you came to where you are today.
For sure. This would go back to the 1960s, and my mom had suffered from pretty severe allergic reactions. You have to go back to the 60s. You realize that they didn't have a lot of different chemistry to work with, so they were actually right. preserving products with formaldehyde. Oh. So she was suffering from some pretty bad rashes using shampoos that were preserved with formaldehyde and perfumes and dishwashing liquids that were preserved with the same types of chemistry. So my dad, you know, necessity being the mother of invention, decided that he could make his own with more natural ingredients, and that's really how the family got into it, was to solve our own problems. And since then, you know, we're going 30 some odd years ago, we have helped a lot of people along the way with multiple chemical sensitivities, skin allergies, all sorts of ailments, like psoriasis and eczema, those types of things.
Now, what did he use to clean? What was the process like? Did he was like, oh, lemons smell good, or what about vinegar? Because those are things now that I know, but I'm curious what his process was to kind of figure out what worked, what didn't work, and what was still natural.
Right, right. And I think at that point, it was really a process of elimination and taking out some of the different things that were giving my mother some the allergic reactions she was experiencing. Along the way, we've looked to so many different natural ingredients that get used in even food products, that we now take and use into household products that are safe for your skin and safe for you to breathe in and that type of thing. So there's a whole host of ingredients that we've been able to, toxic ingredients that we've been able to eliminate or replace with food-based ingredients.
Oh, that is so cool. What are some of the food-based ingredients that you use?
Well, for thickening, the average household products will use petroleum-based thickening agents, synthetic thickening agents, and, we use cellulose gum, which is made from wood fiber. And you'll see that in jams or certain products that need to be very thick. We've used ingredients like witch hazel extract in window glass cleaners because it's an amazing astringent. It works very well. We've replaced you know, really nasty chemicals like hydrochloric acid that gets used in toilet bowl cleaners. And we've been able to replace that with citric acid, which you'll find in all many different types of food, from soda pops to bread products. So there's lots of alternatives out there, but companies tend to want to stick to the least expensive one that they can get their hands on.
Yeah, see, that's the sad thing, isn't it? So thank goodness for companies like yours. Now, when did you know that this was a line of work you wanted to go into?
Well, you know, the family growing up in a family, and it sounds very similar to what you were experiencing, with a family looking that for natural alternatives back in the 70s. Growing up with it, it became part of your life. And so, you know, for instance, my dad was raising us on goat's milk because goat's milk was closer to human milk, and he studied these types of things back, you know, back in the 70s when nobody else was really looking at this. So we were brought up in an early adopter family of natural products for mm-hmm. sure.
Oh, that's great. And when did the company start?
Well, the company itself goes back to my grandfather. So it's a third generation family-run
wow.
business. And that, you know, the company back to 1923, actually.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible.
Yeah, but
NatureClean,
the NatureClean products started to get developed in the early 60s, and now we're over 100 different products that we offer people, you know, that are safe, that are non-toxic, that can alleviate a lot of different skin allergies and those types of things.
So the company started in 1923. What was it originally?
It was originally a sales organization. So,
okay.
You know, it changed into manufacturing in the 1950s and then slowly into natural products in the early 60s.
I see. Okay. And then how did you like go to college and say, I know I'm going to like be a part of this company, or did you feel pressured to be part of the company, or was it just something that you thought, you know what, this is such a good cause, I'm just going to keep going? Tell us about that.
Well, I think it's a classic family business story where I went off to college, and afterwards, you know, it wasn't a question of whether you were going to join the family business. It was just an expectation, and I think as I got into working in the company, I realized that this NatureClean brand, which was very small, this would be back in the 80s at that point, and it was still very small, and natural products, environmentally safe products, hadn't taken off at all. But I thought that there was going to be an opportunity here and to really help people and to do something good for our world. That's kind of how I got into it.
Now, talk to us about zinc. I understand that that's something that you guys like to use, the mineral zinc, because it's good for killing bacteria. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we have a number of really interesting natural ingredients that we use for different purposes, and zinc is one that is more recent that we've discovered because it's such a great ingredient for killing bacteria. It actually kills odors as well. And so we created a product called Stink Bomb, NatureClean Stink Bomb, and you can actually spray this. It's two formats. You can spray it onto, let's say, sports gear, running shoes, anything where there's strong odors, and the zinc will actually go in and kill the bacteria and eliminate the odor. And we also created the same product in a tab, which you can drop into laundry. So if you have laundry that is either mildew or mold or any kind of strong odor, smoke, cooking odors, anything, it will take away the odors. So one of a host of different natural ingredients that really are extremely effective, but are safe for skin and safe for you to be around.
That's such a great name. I love clever names.
Stink Bomb. Yeah, exactly. Easy to remember.
Bomb. Yes. Yes. All right. So I'm looking at your website, which is great. And I love this. The least irritating love story ever told. Literally. I mean, that's really clever. And then you talk about what we've talked
exactly.
about, and you talk about your mission. And I love this. The ultimate clean freaks of Canada. Who's the one with the sense of humor? Is this you, or is this like your creative team? Because I love the way this is written.
Well, you know, you spend enough time around soap, and eventually you got to find something funny to draw on. I'd say the sense of humor travels through the whole company.
Oh, I love that. All right, so let's talk about your products. You've got dish care, household care, kids care, laundry care, personal care, and produce care. So I'm curious about the produce care. This is where if you can buy, if you buy non-organic fruits or vegetables, you can use a fruit and veggie spray wash. You know, I've seen a fruit and veggie soak. You know, I've seen that at the store, and I tend to buy, I do the, you know, the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. So like if it's an orange, it's not organic, but it has a peel, but you know, sometimes it's hard to find organic, and so it's a good idea, or you can't afford it. And so tell us about these fruit and veggie spray wash. How does that work, and how does it not affect the taste of the fruit or vegetable?
Sure. I mean, the fruit and veggie washes are actually really good, even if you are buying organic, because organic produce, a lot of times the fertilizer that they're using would be things like bone meal. You know, they sit in the fields the same way that other produce sits there, so you can have animal feces contamination. They travel down the roads with diesel exhaust blowing all over them, just like regular produce. So I would say that almost all produce needs to be cleaned by the time it gets from the store to your home. Yeah. In fact, we actually tested our fruit and veggie wash recently if it would remove diesel exhaust, and we did get third-party certification that it would do that. So it's a really good way to just make sure that the produce you're consuming is, and your family's consuming, is just as clean as it can be. You know, lots of people out there making their own baby food. Another really important use for this type of product, and then of course you've just got all the handling at the supermarket. You know, with people picking fruit up and putting it back down and that type of thing, and it's just a good habit to get into.
You know, it's so funny you say that, because it's something I never really thought about before until I was at the store the other day, and I'm guilty of that. I was picking up apples, and like some of them were kind of I'm always gentle, like you don't want to like smash when you pick them up, but I was thinking, geez, I've touched a lot of these, and I never even thought like, oh, I should, you know, get a veggie washer. Other people must do this too. So it was funny that you said that, because it literally just crossed my mind the other day, like, oh my goodness, I've touched so much fruit. Feeling bad for the people after me.
Well, you know what, once you start cleaning your first bit of produce, it's pretty hard to go back and eat produce that hasn't been washed or cleaned, for sure.
All right, that is a good point. I'm looking at your household care, and you've got all kinds of great things. You've got a cream cleanser for the tub, glass and window cleaner, multi-surface spray cleaners. You got the stink bomb. You got the toilet bowl cleaner. You have different scents, which I love, lime and tea tree. You've got lavender and tea tree. Talk to us about tea tree oil, because I know that is good for so many things.
For sure. Tea tree oil really is a wonderful ingredient to work with, and it has such great disinfectant properties that we put it into our dishwashing liquids, because, you know, oftentimes the towel that you're using to wash the dishes is left damp or moist at the sink, and that's where the bacteria will form. And so it's a really good natural antibacterial agent. That a lot of people can tolerate. We certainly have unscented versions of everything we do, because we have customers and consumers that can't handle scents of any kind. So our products are not just fragrance-free; they're actually unscented. So you get the smell of the ingredients themselves.
Now, Bernie, do you find that some people who have the sensitivities are okay because you're using, you know, like a natural scent versus a perfume type of, you know, toxic chemical scent?
It will depend on, you know, every person is different, and every sort of set of chemical sensitivities is different. And so some people can handle essential oils. We don't use perfumes in any way, because there are literally hundreds of different ingredients that go into a perfume, and you know, you just have no way of knowing what it is you're dealing with. So we do use essential oils. Many people with allergies and sensitivities can be around certain essential oils, but again, because it's really our core customer base, that we offer unscented on everything as well.
I see. Let's jump into the personal care, because here you've got wonderful hand washing, foaming hand wash, liquid soaps, and liquid soap refill. I like that, the refills, because that way you don't have to just keep rebuying the same thing and you save the container. And so that's good. You also have, we talked about produce care, you have laundry care, kids care. I noticed you have a new toothpaste. So talk to us about that, because that's I like that. It's a little bit outside of what you're doing, but also looking at our, you know, what we put in our body, on our body, all of that stuff.
For sure. So the toothpaste is part of the Nature Clean Kids line, and we launched two flavors, a berry fresh flavor and a tangerine tango flavor, because obviously if it tastes good, you know, you've got the kids wanting to brush their teeth more. But these are fluoride-free toothpastes, and they are certified 100% natural. So that's another really important point that your listeners should know, is that they, when they're choosing natural products, they really want to find ones that are third-party certified. So it's okay. Not just the manufacturer making the claim. It's actually been out to a third party like USDA or UL, Underwriters Laboratory. Somebody has certified that the claims that are being made are true outside of what just the company's saying.
Now, do you are these carried in stores, or do you primarily get it online? Because I know you're in Canada. Where do people get your products?
So, we've just launched into the U.S. and marketplace, okay. And so Amazon.com is certainly a place where you can find a good number of Nature Clean products. We have also just started with Central Markets in Texas. Who have taken on the Nature Clean brand. So from a retail standpoint, bricks and mortar, it's still very early days for us, but everything is available on Amazon.
Oh, that's great. Now, how is your mother doing?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you there, Lisa.
Oh, I'm sorry. How is your mother doing in terms of her sensitivities? And she must love these products.
Actually, my mom's been doing very well for quite a long time, and you know, it is really, as I said, a process of elimination for people when they're suffering from sensitivities or allergies. All of our products are even gluten free. So again,
oh, cool.
we're going to really great lengths to try to alleviate as many problem ingredients as we can for people. But no, mom's doing quite well. She can handle, I would say 90% of everything we make, she uses.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, was there anything that you wanted to talk about that I didn't touch on today, Bernie?
Yeah, Lisa, I think the one thing I'd love to leave your listeners with is when they're looking at natural products, and that doesn't just go for our categories of products, but all natural products, what they want to see is full disclosure of ingredients. And, I'll use the example of there are products out there that will just simply say, you know, coconut-based soaps as an ingredient. But,
right.
But coconut-based soaps isn't something that you can Google and find out what that actually is. So Nature Clean uses something called INCI, which is the International Nomenclature of Cosmetic Ingredients. And so we will give you the actual chemical names, ingredient names, and tell you what's exactly in the product. And I think that's really important, that people can do their own research and that companies have full disclosure. And that's how, you know, that's really how you can trust a brand, if they're willing to put everything they're using on the label.
That is such great information. Bernie, thank you so much. Tell us all the ways people can find your wonderful products.
Well, you can certainly find us on Amazon. Nature Clean is available on Amazon.com. And then our first major retailer is Central Markets in Texas. And so if you live in the wonderful state of Texas, you can find us at Central Markets.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy. You can follow us at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Health Media Gal 1, and at Your Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Get cleaning with good, clean products. Nature Clean. And stay well.